Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to see Loco?
All you Trekkies and TV addicts. Don't mean to this, don't mean to bring static. All you Klingons in your grandma's house. Grab your backstreet friend and get loud. Blowing doors off inches. Grab me with the pinches. And no, I didn't retire. I snatch it off with the needle nose pliers.
Back again at Twin Peaks and Davie.
Can't beat it.
I love it here.
I need the house at 1 o'clock. Hang out and still make it to work.
I love it here. Twin Peaks today. We'll be back in the studio Thursday and Friday, and then we'll be on Radio Row at the Miami Beach Convention Center Monday through Friday next week, getting you ready for the Super Bowl. So we'll do our thing here today, and we have a loaded potato for you on today's program. A lot of stuff to get to. This is, I think I had said it yesterday, this is busy. Like, this is a busy time of year with the Super Bowl and everything that's going on in the world of sports. Florida Panthers won their sixth game in a row last night.
Yes.
I wanted to start out with saying that on the show because that's what we've been waiting for, and they got their sixth in a row, and they are playing really good hockey, and I'm excited about them because we started to get a little bit nervous a couple weeks ago.
And it was justified now.
And they have put together that winning streak, though, that we had wanted, so feeling good about that.
Did we bet on them?
We didn't. And what did it end?
Why we talk about betting on the teams that win?
What did it end at last night? 4-2 or 4-3?
4-3.
4-3, so it went over because the over-under was 6.5.
Why don't we capitalize?
And then we talked about betting the University of Miami Duke game, and we got hesitant because the line was so large. Duke was an 18.5-point favorite over the Hurricanes last night and kicked the snot out of the Miami Hurricanes last night.
It was, I
almost felt bad for Jim Larrañaga.
You should.
But, you know, it is what it is. Next season. There's no aspirations for this season. It's all about next season.
Does it feel – and you're a Canes fan. That's why I'm asking. Does it feel worse to you that Vernon Carey lives down the road?
No, I understand going to a powerhouse. Like, I don't blame anyone for – you know, we've talked about it. You and I have talked off-air, too, about the HBCUs. Like, you know, they always say, hey, we need some of the top black – football athletes to go to an HBCU. And you go, yeah, I visited an HBCU and I visited an SEC school. And guess what? I ain't going to an HBCU.
My wife is a proud Howard Bison. And when I went to their practice, I was the biggest thing on the field, lineman and all. And I was like, hey, man, I'm retired. So, yes, I'm with you. You got to – it's tough to get – and Vernon Carey Jr. is going to be a one and done.
There's no shame in – that's why Lonnie Walker was such a remarkable signee. You know, there is no shame in going to, you know, be recruited, go to see a game at Cameron Indoor, know that you're going to have one season of college basketball, and then go see a game at the Watsco Center. And while it's fun there, it ain't Cameron Indoor.
No, I have no
– that doesn't bother me at all. Now, I'll tell you what bothers me as a Hurricanes fan, though – when you see recruits, high school football players down here that are choosing between Miami, Florida, and FSU, not choosing Miami. That bothers me. You go to Alabama, I get it.
Get mad at me if you want. I'm asking a question. Let me know. Don't, because you yell at me a lot, and I'm a little scared about this question. The basketball program and the football program right now, they're pretty much on the same page, Hawk. I don't know if y'all want to accept that.
But the basketball program doesn't have the legacy. It goes back to the same argument that we have all the time.
Yeah.
Like, Miami has a legacy football program, 5 national championships. There's not a single banner hanging in the Watsco Center other than for NIT games.
And every player that was on those national championship UM games are now retired from the NFL. There's not one player that y'all go back to, Ed and Ray
Frank
and all those guys. But Gore is 115.
Hey, Frank Gore.
Gore is beating the odds, but those guys are now 15 years removed from UM.
Frank Gore, Jimmy Graham.
I'm actually interviewing
Greg Olson.
I'm interviewing Frank Gore at Bayfront Park for the Super Bowl stuff. Frito-Lay got him coming in. And, yeah, I'm excited.
You're not going to understand anything he says.
Oh, no, because Frank Gore is not an irrational fan like y'all are.
No, it's a Canes thing.
I talk to Frank all the time.
And you couldn't understand.
Frank's never said that dumbass phrase when we speak.
It's because he knows you can't understand. The schedule came out, too. Hurricane schedule came out. If they don't win the Coastal, something is wrong. These are the games. Temple, Wagner, UAB, Alabama, Birmingham, at Michigan State, Pitt, at Wake, North Carolina, at Virginia, FSU, Va Tech, Georgia Tech, Duke. They should start the season 3-0 without question. Then they go to Michigan State, and you hope that and through those three games, I would imagine De'Aaron King probably has 70 touchdowns at that point.
Oh, through those first three?
Through the first three, because they're home games.
Yeah, the first three he'll ball, and then he'll get to a real schedule. And the under. What's the under on wins loss? It's going to be under.
On the Hurricanes?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Stop it. That's that's a 10-win season.
Because they added De'Aaron King and Roche?
And because the –
Roche.
It's Roche.
So Roche and King are going to take out of 10 wins. Okay.
Did you look at the schedule
last year?
There were some tough games last year.
Duke and FIU. FIU
turned out to be a tough game.
Oh, yeah, FIU.
It turned out to be a tough game.
Yeah. That's the big girl. That's nice.
Let me do the code word here. Time for the ticket. Super $1,000 cash giveaway. $1,000 just for you. Here's how you could win. This hour's code word is PAD. P-A-D. Text the word PAD right now to 72881. That number again, 72881. If you don't win the $1,000 this time, your next chance will be the top of the next hour when the Hockman and Crowder simulcast is underway. So about 3:05 next hour. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. This is a national contest, and it's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Again, text the word PAD to 72881. We do have a ton of stuff to get to today. I do want to get to something, and I'll visit it quickly here. Alejandro Solana had a money tweet last night, which is, hey, don't try to impress us with the I'm not cold attitude when it's freezing cold down here. Like, you're not impressing us, tough guy.
And I'm not a tough guy.
Yeah, you're a tough guy.
Like, you just said something that is factually factually irrelevant. It's not freezing cold.
I said it's almost freezing cold.
No, it's not anywhere close. Freezing is 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
And it was in the low 40s. No. I'm talking about this morning was low 40. It was 41 in Boca.
Yes.
And I saw in – where was it? There was 39 somewhere.
Oh,
it was
Alabama?
It was inland in South Florida a little bit. And so don't give us the, I'm the tough guy like Jarvis. Who the hell's Jarvis? Jarvis walks in here, and he's got a short-sleeve shirt on, and he just ordered a beer. It's the beer is being served at, what, 30.7 degrees right now? You can see it at Twin Peaks. They have the thing up. You're not impressing me, Jarvis. You're not impressing me. I know you're doing it to impress me. You're not impressing me. I got my hot cup of coffee, and I'm holding it with both hands. The way your grandma would hold her tea with two hands, and I'm holding it close to my nose because my nose is cold. So don't think you're impressing us, you tough guys. It's not really even cold down here. It's cold. It's cold.
Well, first off, when you hit 50, I think you have to hold your tea like that.
The blood thins.
Look at your one hand is shaking.
Blood thins.
Get your other hand
There's
on
no
there.
Lie.
Okay. I want to go the other way because I have a long sleeve shirt on.
Yeah.
I have jeans on because it's chilly outside. But you said close to freezing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go the other way. I get pissed off at the people that bring out their whole winter wardrobe when it hits 50. It's damn 50. And you know in an hour.
When you get dressed in the morning, it's in the low 40s.
And
you better dress appropriately.
And in
Jarvis, I mean, he looks like a fool.
And in an hour and a half, it's going to be 62. like it is right now. It's over 60 right now outside. I checked my clock. So why would I dress like it's 41? Why would I dress like I'm about to get on a damn sled with dogs pulling it when in 2 hours it's going to be 60?
Because some of us live for the moment. Other people are bound by the fake constraints of time, as we discovered yesterday. You are. Right, Solana?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? Whenever you say right, Solana, I know I won the argument.
Let's get headlines here with our own Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Don't be stupid, Jarvis. Order some soup.
Let me take off my scarf real quick.
Jarvis likes deer venison. I'm a homeboy. I know. He's talking about it's good.
All right, go ahead, Solano.
The Panthers held on to beat the Blackhawks 4-3 in Chi-Town last night.
So they are like I said, 6-game win streak, but they are now on their All-Star break too, so they've got some time off.
Yeah, the Cats are off until next Saturday. It's February 1st at Montreal.
Yeah.
The Miami Heat, they're 30-13. They host the Washington Wizards tonight, 7:30 p.m. from the American Airlines Arena. The Miami Heat are 1-1 versus the Wiz this season. Jimmy Butler, the Dragon, are probable. Duncan Robinson is questionable for tonight.
Going to talk with Brian Geltzeiler from SiriusXM NBA Radio in the next segment. Talk a little, and I want to talk with him about Zion, too, because tonight will be Zion's first game in the NBA.
Today is Z-Day.
He's going to have a triple single. Chuck.
You know what? On that Prize Picks app, I'm going over. I wonder what it's set at for Zion.
Under.
You are a hater. I'm going to tell you in
under.
A second.
Hold a fat on. Kid that's first game
a
back?
A fat kid. Can you
he's
believe
a
the
fat
way,
kid.
Can you believe the way he's describing Zion Williamson? A fat kid.
Okay, that little fat boy come on out
all
here.
All right, okay.
Little injury-prone Sean
Kemp. Going
to
eat your words. Don't forget, Crowder's the man that before the season declared Lamar Jackson has no business being in the NFL.
Hey, man, don't call out all my misses.
Zion Williamson, by the way, on Prize Picks, 26.5.
That's not a lot. You're going to go under on that?
I'm under.
That is not a lot.
The little fat boy.
They need zebra boy.
They said they had to order zebra cakes for the sideline so he can continue the game. Come on, zebra cake.
I am going over on Zion Williamson tonight. He is going to
he's
going to
have an assist.
He's going to make you eat his zebra cake.
Is he going to have an assist?
They are going to feed him all night in the paint, and you can't stop him. So I don't care if you don't like the game in the paint or not. They're going to feed him in the paint, and he's going to eat in the paint.
He has no moves.
Okay.
Watch this.
You don't need moves when you're that size.
We're going to bet us. Hell with these sights.
Okay.
Me and you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll Denzel you. Okay.
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 I'm putting cases on all you bitches. Fat little boy.
All right. Good, Solana.
Speaking of putting cases in people, there was a massive brawl that broke out between Kansas and K-State last night.
I believe the fight that Crowder and I just had was much better than that fight.
Nobody connected.
We had a Denzel off, and it ended with we're going to put cases on all you bitches.
And they had a wrestle match. I see that with my son and daughter every night. That KU K-State fight. There's a better fight between Ava and Channing every night at my house.
All I'll say is if you're a professional athlete or a collegiate athlete, don't pick up a chair during a fight. Just don't pick it up.
If you pick one up, hit somebody with it. Don't pump fake them 100 times.
Don't give someone Don't give someone the chance to make a photo op of you holding a chair in a fight.
Oh, watch out there. You almost got hit, buddy. Come on, man.
I like the fact that it's become your dad in the fight.
Watch out there now, Chan. You know what I could do with this chair if I actually swung it and made guacamole. It would be a long night.
All right, what else, Solana?
This is actually breaking. I'm watching it on ESPN along with the photo op of this player holding the chair. KU's DeSouza suspended indefinitely for the brawl. He's the one that had the chair in his hand.
All right, fair enough.
Indefinitely?
Indefinitely.
First of all, he was supposed to be suspended – earlier in the season, I guess, because he had taken cash. The NCAA, I guess, reversed their original suspension. Like, that's a dude that should be flying under the radar, not being photographed with a chair
pump fake
during a fight.
You know what I would have done if I would have swung it now. You know what would have happened now.
What else, Solana?
And finally, every single news station across the damn world, it seems like, is taking advantage of Miami being cold and iguanas falling on the ground frozen.
Yeah, I'm really tickled by the amount of coverage the iguanas has gotten. Adrian, our engineer, was showing me video of Brendan Tobin from the morning show on the ticket holding. I mean, and Tobin's a farmer. He grew up on a farm, yeah. But he is holding an iguana the size of a Chevy, but it is frozen. It's just, it's just laying there.
And their little eyes blink, but they can't move.
Oh, is that, they're so cold. They're just frozen? Like, because you live in Davie, yeah. And that's replete with iguanas. Did you see any or no?
Oh, they're all over the little, because they lay on the cement to get the sun, and they go down there and lay down, and then they can't move, and you're right up next to them. Allegedly, I might have ran over about 15 tails.
That's
on
terrible. How dare you?
To let them know who's boss. I run Davey.
Anything else you have there, Solana?
Quickly here, let's get to our Exergen 5-day forecast on 790 The Ticket. It's cold, bro.
Yeah,
that's your Exergen 5-day forecast.
You ain't
on
fooling us with your short sleeves and your shorts on. And, let me go. I got to stop and get some ice cream tonight. You know?
I mean, it's so ridiculous. Look,
what'd you get? A salad? Now, take that back. He wants something warm. Take that back. Take that. He ordered that mistakenly.
But Solana, like, I understand. It is chill. And I have on my little golfing long sleeve Callaway.
You're dressed appropriately for the weather.
But it's
right.
Just a windbreaker. I'm talking about the people that bring out the fur coats when it's 50. 50 is not fur coat weather.
It wasn't 50 this morning. So if you want to dress appropriately when it's low 40s, which it was this morning, dress appropriately. And if you're dressed inappropriately, by the way, which everyone here at Twin Peaks that's working, by the way, is dressed inappropriately, but it's kind of what they have to do. But if you're just walking around, you know, as a civilian wearing what they're wearing, you're not impressing us. Also, people with the tops down on their convertibles, not impressive.
They're showing out, though.
Not impressive.
Yeah,
that's
dumb,
not
though.
Impressive.
You can't do that.
We know your seat warmers are on. We know the heat is blasting as high as it goes. Like, you know, dress appropriately. That's all I'm saying.
I turned the heat on in my car this morning taking the kids to school. It stinks when it comes on after a year.
But, man, does it feel good once
it's on.
But it
adds a little stench to it. I'm like, ugh.
Anything else, Solana?
Nah, that's it.
All right. Brian Geltzeiler is going to join us next. We'll do 15 minutes of heat. You see Geltzeiler on Sirius XM NBA Radio. You hear him on Sirius XM NBA Radio. You see him on NBA TV all the time. Talk some heat. And we'll listen to him on Zion Williamson. Because
the little fat boy.
Your your hate is ridiculous.
He's getting a Lunchable IV right now.
I mean, imagine that. Zebra cakes on the sideline. Crazy. I just want to listen to this.
I'm telling you. This is not a party I like.
Musical youth.
These kids are 90 now.
90.
These kids.
This is Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence in life.
It really
and the at the home eating Jell-O.
I don't even want no Jell-O after I've seen what I see.
Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza. We are live at Twin Peaks in Davie, second day this week. And then next week we'll be at Radio Row, Miami Beach Convention Center for the Super Bowl. And then the following week back here on Monday and Friday. Get a little Friday edition 2 weeks from now. Got a lot of stuff to get to in this hour. We've got another clue for your chance to win tickets to the big game. We're going to play Cheers 2. We're going to play Who's Playing Hard.
What?
We've got another code word.
What?
For a chance to win $1,000. We just have a lot going on right now. So Rodney Barreto's not the only busy guy in South Florida.
No, so we're giving out the password, a chance to win 2 tickets to the big game.
Big game.
We have a password this this right
gonna,
coming
gonna
up.
Give it out right now.
That's a chance to win money.
Yep.
Cheers to you, win gift card.
$50 at Funky Buddha Brewery.
Who's playing hard?
Who's playing hard, which really you win entertainment.
Yes, you just, boy, we helping y'all out, man.
I mean, we're helping you out.
Man, we, you know what? We got him.
Let's.
We got Rodney. And Rodney's a white Rodney. Him and Rodney Dangerfield, that's the only people.
Is he a white Rodney or Rodney?
Well, I looked him up. He looked like a white dude to me.
I think he's a Hispanic Rodney. I think it's Barreto.
We got to have a little more Hispanic in him then.
I think Barreto.
Man, don't just throw me a last name.
Well, I think the man's Hispanic. You can stand in judgment if you'd like, but I believe the man is Hispanic. I may be wrong.
If you roll
that.
The R, does that make it Spanish? Because he could be Barreto.
Trill it. You got to trill it.
Barreto.
It could be Barreto, but Barreto. I think it's Barreto.
Barreto.
Time for the Hockman and Crowder Football Frenzy $1,000 cash giveaway. This hour's code word is ocean. Ocean. I think a couple days ago we celebrated Billy Ocean. Was it yesterday, Billy Ocean's birthday?
Yesterday, Billy O.
It was yesterday, yeah. Billy. Nobody calls him Billy O.
You called him Billy O all day yesterday.
Bro, never once did I call him Billy O because he's never called Billy O.
Dolly Parton, help me out here.
Huh?
I didn't call him Billy O.
Nobody
calls
him
Billy
O. I'm not even a fan of him, but I know it's not Billy
O. Anyway, the code word this hour is OCEAN, O-C-E-A-N. Text that right now to 72881, 72881. If you've got the correct word and your text is picked at random nationwide, you will win $1,000.
I think I'm with Solana because I called Ira Winderman Dub for a while. Just because his first last name ends with a W.
No, I get it. But Billy Ocean's been around since the 80s, and it's now 2020, and no one calls him Billy O.
I was not a young puppy either. Nobody called him Dub.
No, I think I-Dub. I think a lot of people call
him
Dub.
Me.
No, no.
That
I think a lot of people call him I-Dub. So text the word OCEAN to 72881. Your next chance to win will be 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. This is a national contest, and it's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. I'm getting text confirmation now. Rodney Barreto is Cuban.
Cuban.
So he is not a white man, as you just said earlier in this segment.
Could have told
white,
you that.
There's white Cubans and Afro-Cubans now, let's be honest.
All right. Well, if you want to keep categorizing people in some weird way,
that's
you
what,
go
that's
right
what the world's
ahead.
About.
But I understand that. I'm just saying.
Everybody sees me. He played football. I'm an ex-football player. That's a category.
Category.
That's a category.
You see, he's a, yeah, 4 hours,
world.
4 hours a day.
Bro, the whole world is categoried.
Four hours a day I put up with this nonsense. Before we give away the clue and before we play who's playing hard and before we get to cheers two, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Great choice there, Hawk. Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Your Miami Heat are in action tonight. They're looking for another win at home as they continue the league's best home record. The Heat 1-1 versus the Wizards tonight, and it is Washington coming in 7:30 p.m.
All right. We saw that the Heat are 9.5-point favorites.
Kobe Bryant said earlier this week that he thinks there are women who could play in the NBA. He mentioned three WNBA players currently with Elena Deladon, Maya Moore, and Diana Taurasi.
I'd like to see them try to post up Zion Williamson and see what happens.
I disagree with that statement out of Kobe. Physically, they can't hold up.
All right.
Seriously, like I just can't hold up.
Listen, whatever you want to do this segment, you're already in a weird place.
I'm
with
not
the,
bro.
Well, is he white Cuban or is he Afro-Cuban?
There's such thing as Afro-Cuban and white Cuban. I'm giving y'all facts.
You do your thing this segment.
Okay,
do
Barreto.
Your thing.
Speaking of Zion Williamson, I don't think we brought him up there. I don't know why I said that. Zion Williamson will make.
I brought him up.
Oh, okay, yeah. Zion Williamson will make his debut tonight. It's the Pelicans hosting the Spurs, 9:30. That's a game that will be on ESPN.
I'm looking at that game prop bets. Hold on. Zion Williamson points is set over under is set at 15.5.
Oh, that's balling.
Well, it's his first NBA game ever.
Oh, like, he's unstoppable in the paint.
But like,
give him the ball eight times, he's going to have 16 points, correct?
I don't think there's going to be any problem with him going over as long as he gets the minutes. But I don't think that 15 and a half for his NBA debut after being injured the entire season, that 15 and a half is a low number or indicative of what his career is going to be.
Points are bacon slices.
Are you having a rough segment?
I'm not having a rough segment.
Are you okay?
Bro, you really think it's easy for him to get 15 points?
I think it will
be,
yeah.
He's never touched a court in the NBA.
No, but that's why I think it's low right now. I don't think you'll see, as his career goes on, a normal line of points for him over under at 15.5.
And his in your mind, his outcome of his career is on the same as LeBron, his rookie year.
No.
Who? Like, give me – because that's what I'm saying. I think he's going to be in the NBA 10 years, 12 years. I just don't think he's going to be an all-star.
See, I think he's going to be –
I think he's going to be decent.
I think he's going to be a perennial all-star.
Just because of the fact of like a LeBron, a Giannis.
No, because Chris Bosh is a perennial all-star, 10-time all-star, and I don't put him at the level of those guys. But I think if he plays 12 years – he'll be a 10-year all-star.
Oh, I don't think anyone.
Because
close
he's
to
an
that.
Immovable force. I know you're saying that's a negative.
Yes.
I'm telling you that's a positive. If he stays healthy, obviously, but that's the big question.
The game is getting smaller.
Understood.
It's getting faster.
Understood.
It's becoming a shooter's game.
But rarely do you have
going
a guy
back.
This size, this athletic.
And LeBron is more athletic than him and bigger.
No doubt.
And
but
LeBron,
I'm not comparing LeBron.
But LeBron is now shooting from the outside because he knows where the game is going.
Understood.
So
but
you're
LeBron
saying a guy,
LeBron.
But a guy that's a young man that all he does is bang in the paint, now he's going to be a perennial all-star?
Yes.
Bro, he's Rudy Gobert.
I don't think so. I think he's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of size-slash-athlete.
Yes.
I think he is.
And he's going to eat himself out of the league.
It's possible, and if that's the case, then you're right. But I don't think he will.
We'll see.
I don't think he will. He had a pretty good high school and collegiate career, no?
It was short.
Okay.
He would have ate a lot more at Duke if he was there more than a year.
Over-under on Zion rebounds tonight is 6.5.
I think go over on that.
Will Zion Williamson make a three-point field goal tonight? He's not a bad three-point shooter.
I'll bet my mortgage on no.
Well, no is minus 160.
Whatever.
So you lay 160 to win 100.
I wish the numbers were better than that. But, yes, he's not shooting. I don't think he shoots a three tonight.
Will I don't think he does either.
Yeah.
Will Zion Williamson have a double-double tonight?
No. But I'm with the thought that he's not going to play long enough for his first game to get a double-double.
He's going to be a double-double machine. In his career. He won't tonight.
You know what?
In his career, he's going to be a double-double machine.
The only reason I'll agree is because Whiteside is a double-double machine.
Right. I mean, double-doubles, like, you can put up double-doubles in losses.
And Zion's closer to Whiteside than he is LeBron. How do you feel about that statement?
No.
He's closer to LeBron James.
No.
Than he is Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah, I mean, you're –
Hassan
you're,
is going – he's going 15 and 15. He'll get 15 and 10 with his eyes closed.
Hassan Whiteside – has never been an NBA All-Star.
And Zion's going to struggle to get to the NBA All-Star game.
Come on.
Huck, he is a down low, in the paint player. They took centers out of the All-Star game for the point you're trying to make, Huck. There's not – they call backcourt front court now. They took the center position out of the All-Star game because the paint is irrelevant in the league. Points in the paint are irrelevant in the league
Just
now.
Out of curiosity, though. Every NBA team would have taken him with the number one overall pick had they had the number one overall pick. So what are you seeing?
Because they're trying to evaluate their cooking
NBA
staff.
Every NBA general manager is not seeing. Like, it's just, like, I understand if you don't think he's going to be LeBron.
No.
To think that he's not going to be an all-star
decent.
numerous times is
Sean,
ridiculous.
Sean Kemp went to the All-Star game 5 times.
Okay.
I think that, like, he's there. But he's not going to – you're talking about perennial All-Star. You're talking about the season starts.
Yep.
Zion is going to be favored to go to the All-Star game.
Yep.
I 100% disagree.
Just as
with
he
you.
Was favored to be Rookie of the Year had he started
and
the season.
If he would have started, Ja Morant would have been more impressive than him right now, and Ja Morant's going to win Rookie of the Year, and Ja Morant would have won Rookie of the Year if the fat boy could have played longer.
Yeah, but you can't say that. You don't know.
We're going to see tonight.
As somebody texts in, Crowder going to be loud wrong again.
We'll
ain't
see.
He? Yes. Totally
y'all like to yell out loud and wrong. I'll be loud and right, too, now.
You were loud and wrong about a lot of things this year.
I regret. Lamar Jackson take.
What else you got, Solana?
By the way, Zion is playing the Spurs tonight. The Spurs aren't really known for banging down low. I mean, it's LaMarcus Aldridge and Jacob Pertle. They're only centers.
Okay, so LaMarcus Aldridge is going to be outdueled by a little fat kid coming out of the cafeteria.
But, I mean, it's so silly to call him a little fat kid. I don't think that you're really taking into account just how big and athletic Zion Williamson is.
And LaMarcus Aldridge is what?
No.
He's an anemic little patient. He's a grown ass man too.
But if LaMarcus Aldridge is a grown ass man, then Zion Williamson is not a little fat kid. I mean, it makes zero sense.
Doesn't
what
have
you're
facial
saying.
Hair.
Doesn't make any sense. And you're going to be proven wrong on this. And you're
gonna
shout out wrong opinions on this for the rest of time.
We'll see.
Okay.
The stage for the 2020 NFL Draft in Las Vegas will be on the water at the Fountains of the Bellagio, and the players will be transported to the stage by boat.
I love that. Somebody texts in, not even a big Zion Williamson fan, but this Crowder is making him sound like a fringe journeyman talent. That's the problem. You're forgetting he's the number one overall pick in the NBA.
And I've said it a number of times, he is Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp is explosive. He was impressive. If he had a fast break, everybody got out the way. Y'all remember Kemp with the little slice in his hair?
Yes, we remember
Sean. I liked
him
because he had a little slice in his hair. He had some attitude to him. But that's what he is, a high flyer, a fast break king. When the game slows down, just show me this. When the game slows down and it's a half-court basketball game, I believe Zion Williamson will be irrelevant on offense.
Okay, but you're making it sound like he can't even spot up and shoot a jumper, which is not true.
He can. He can.
His numbers shooting are nothing. He wasn't anywhere long enough to do it. You're talking about Duke for a season when they were beating the dog crap out of people every single game. Don't give me Duke. That is irrelevant.
And you're discrediting a 19-year-old who hasn't even played yet and was the most highly coveted athlete coming out of college since LeBron James. Like, what?
So you've seen him play 40 games in his whole life, correct?
Yeah, about that. Right?
Probably less than that, Solana. Let's be honest. I'm giving you credit. You have not seen this man play but two dozen games.
I remember
LeBron in that Irish jersey. He was way more impressive than what Zion's doing in college and high school. Let's be honest now. Don't put him in LeBron's category.
But what I'm saying is you can't go, I didn't see him enough in college. Most of the NBA stars are one and done in college. So to say I haven't seen him enough is foolish.
And that's – no, with the argument that he can shoot. Like y'all are saying he can shoot.
Well, you're saying he can't.
I haven't seen enough to say he can shoot, so I'm going to assume he can't. I haven't seen
why?
Because I haven't seen you. I haven't seen you shoot a three, Hawk. Can you shoot threes?
Yeah, but I'm not the number one pick in the NBA.
And I'm going to assume you can't until I see you do
so
it.
So you believe –
I'm going to assume you can't throw a football.
Believe,
I'm going to assume you can't until
make sure
I see you do
you
it.
You believe the NBA general managers, all of them that would have taken him number one, did not study him hard enough, or at least you would have studied him harder than they studied their guy who they've invested millions of dollars
in. I think that they saw a guy that jumps real high and is very athletic, and they had to teach how to run. Didn't Sedano tell us last week? They had to teach him how to run.
They're trying to teach him how to run in a different fashion.
So they had to teach him how to run at 19. That's what I heard.
Okay.
Is that wrong?
No,
so the guy that didn't know how to run is now going to be with KD, LeBron, Dame, and those guys in the All-Star game? Bro, get the hell out of here with this little fat kid.
We're going to see tonight when he goes 9-4. College All-Star. Number one pick overall
on
in
the best
NBA,
team ever.
And then you want to pretend like he can't run. I mean, you sound foolish in this.
They had to teach him how to run.
You sound foolish.
Okay, watch. Watch a little fat kid run around.
So everything he did in high school and college doesn't count.
Yes, and he wasn't shooting.
Yes, he was.
Attempts. Please don't give it Solana, because I've done
Crowder,
this before.
But Crowder, you're wrong on this.
You're just saying things.
You're
like,
saying you're okay, wrong what,
okay,
on
so
this.
Give me his number. What's his shooting percentage? You don't know. What do you do at Duke? You don't know. Look it up right now, and you might not say it because it's not going to agree with your point. You don't know. You're just taking Zion's point because, he went number one in draft. They are bust. Everybody knows bust. Y'all have seen bust. We've talked about bust. Deion Jordan, Jason Allen football bust. There's a number of busts. Greg Oden's a bust. There's a number of busts. But y'all look, Zion, he's in play. The damn dude can jump. My cousin can jump high. I'm not going to take him to the NBA.
Okay. So Crowder knows more than every NBA general manager more than Mike Krzyzewski.
So the NFL and NBA bust.
That's not the argument.
No, no. But you're saying NBA, NFL guys never get it wrong.
No. Who said that?
You just said that.
When?
You just said I know more than the NFL and NBA guys.
No. What I'm saying is the NBA general managers believe Zion Williamson is worthy of a number one pick.
And didn't they think highly of Greg Oden and highly of Michael Beasley and highly of those guys
that
were not good?
Absolutely.
So I can't be right, but they've been wrong.
No. I'm saying you haven't seen anything to make you believe what you're saying is true. Because if you watched him at Duke, you didn't see anything of what you're saying. If you watched him in high school, you didn't see anything of what you're saying.
We saw him
so
jump high.
So you're just taking an opinion that he's going to fail.
Go look at
which
his highlight
fine.
Reel.
He might fail.
But look
but
at his highlight reel.
It's based on nothing other than you want it to be true.
It's not. His highlight reel is him dunking.
Okay.
It's not impressive for a guy with a 40-inch vertical to dunk.
Okay, but that doesn't mean
that's
that you
what,
can stop him.
Go out of his highlight reel
but
and see.
But it doesn't mean that you can stop him.
Show me him hitting three. And I'll say he's a good three-point
but
shooter.
But he's not a three-point shooter.
So that's
you're
why I laugh when you ask
argument.
Me, can he hit threes? He could be a bust just like all the other busts.
But you're conflating the argument. Just because he's not a three-point shooter does not mean that he can't spot up on an 8 or 10 foot jumper. Like
an
you're creating
jumper,
something that
that's
doesn't
from me to you.
But you're creating something that doesn't exist.
8 feet. Come on, man.
By the way, Zion shot 39% from three-pointer. At Duke, which is not a bad percentage.
And
that's actually a
but
good
no,
percentage.
But no, give me the attempts versus the hits because it's going to be so low that you're embarrassed to tell me.
Yeah, he shot.
No. Just say the numbers. I don't need any context.
0.8. He made 0.8 per game. And
he
shot
made
0.8
per game.
He shot 2
so
per
you're
game
you're going to argue
only.
With me
he
that
shot
he
two.
Made 0.8 per game. Why would he shoot 2? Because he's a great 3-point shooter. He
no,
should
no,
shoot 10.
No, but who said
no,
he's a
great
3-point
per
shooter?
Game.
Who said he's a great 3-point shooter?
Nobody said he's a great
3-point
shooter.
Y'all are trying to convince me this guy can shoot.
No.
And you're going to tell me he hits 0.8
no,
per game?
No, what I'm telling you is
he has LeVar Ball numbers.
No, what I'm telling you is he does not have to plant roots in the paint and stand there.
Oh, so he can hit 0.8 every game?
He's got a more versatile game than you're making it out to be.
Oh, so if he goes outside, he'll hit 0.8 a game.
I'm
that's
going to
be
you,
big time.
I'm just telling you that you're making him sound like he plants roots in the paint and that's all he can do. And that's not the truth.
So
and if you watched him play at Duke and watched him play in high school, you'd know that that wasn't the truth.
So
you're making it up.
He doesn't play in the paint, and he averages 0.8 threes hit per game.
Nobody said he doesn't play in the paint.
That's where he lives, and that's where he thrives,
absolutely,
and that's why he got
absolutely,
drafted.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So why are y'all trying to convince me he's a shooter?
No one's trying to convince
you
that
he's
a shooter.
You just said he can do that.
You're saying
I was
that
saying
he
no one. We
no,
haven't
no, no,
seen
no, no,
him.
No.
I said I – no.
There's a huge difference.
I just said I haven't seen him do it. That's why he can't do it. And that's what you're arguing against me, that if I don't see me do it, then you can't do it? Why would you not ask a guy that can shoot not to shoot?
There's a huge difference.
If he
difference.
Can shoot,
no,
you
no,
would
no,
not tell him, no, no, drive.
It's a huge difference.
Makes no sense.
If somebody's a burner – and is really good down the sidelines, it doesn't mean that he can never run a crossing pattern.
Yes.
It doesn't. And the same thing with Zion. To paint him as a one-dimensional guy with absolute inability to do anything else is wrong. Is he an in-the-paint player? Yes, that's his specialty. He's really good at it, but
yes.
He's not as one-dimensional as you're making him out to be.
We're going
to
see at this level, with the game that's moving outside of the paint, what he can do, and I believe he will fail.
And somebody texts in, Crowder's really not listening to the argument. He's crazy for this take. That's his specialty is
okay.
Not listening to the argument and
your,
then trying
y'all
to
argument
create
is
an
so
argument
garbage.
That doesn't
okay,
exist.
Okay, Solana bumped in and said he can shoot the three.
I didn't
said, Solana,
say
what's
that.
His number?
I didn't say
0.8 per game.
No,
0.8.
No, first
0.8.
Of all,
that
he's
means
only
he does
shooting.
Not even hit a three every game.
He's only shooting 2.2 per game, which is
Why?
Nothing. Which
Why?
Is nothing.
Why does he only shoot 2.2
because
per game?
His game
because he's not good at it.
No, that's not
but
true.
That's not his game, though.
What's the coach at Duke? Just Krzyzewski, whatever his name is?
Krzyzewski. Yes.
So he's a good shooter, and Krzyzewski
tells
him,
saying,
don't shoot.
Nobody's saying that
Krzyzewski
he's
Krzyzewski tells him, don't shoot.
No. Nobody's saying that.
I mean, that you're making a silly argument.
Yeah.
Y'all are making a silly argument.
But no one's saying what you're suggesting
I'm
we're saying.
I'm saying that he is not can't be that good of a shooter because
no,
no one at a high level
no,
asked
no,
him
you
to shoot.
You said he
no.
can't shoot. He Solana. Cannot shoot. That's what you said, and it's just not true that he can't
okay,
shoot.
Okay, and you say he can because why? He hit 0.8 threes per game?
Yeah, but you're just –
No,
you're,
no, no,
you're
no, no. Don't say me. Don't say me.
You're hanging on to that.
No, Solana, can I ask you a question? Why do you think he's a good shooter? Just answer that question.
Because when given space and when given the opportunity, he's shown that he can knock down a mid-range.
With what number? With what number? 0.8?
Yeah, but that's from beyond
okay,
the
with
arc.
What number?
And,
give
and
me a number that proves
threes,
your point.
He made
don't
threes
sit, don't
in
sit
college.
And jump on Hawks bandwagon and try to argue with me. Give me a number, because you're looking at the stats, that proves your point that he's a good shooter.
Okay, his offensive rating, the Duke's offensive rating when he's on the court, 133.
Don't give me five people.
133.
Him.
That's
him.
That's amazing. Like the
hey,
guy,
him.
The guy
him.
Is a
him.
Difference maker
hey,
on
my,
the court.
Hey, okay,
and
my rookie year, I was on a number three defense in the league. Does that make me a great linebacker?
But
yeah.
Zion Williamson was
does
the
that
best,
make me a great linebacker?
But Zion Williamson was the best player in college basketball. I'm the best
so,
team in college basketball.
Please?
Why are you discounting
I'm
that?
Just saying. Give – I'm no, he is explosive and exciting. That's why I call him Sean Kemp.
He was the best player in college basketball. on the best team in college basketball and was the number one overall pick in the NBA draft.
And his game
so
is
why are you discounting that to try and pretend like no one has seen his true game?
And
it sounds silly.
And his game is extremely limited. Okay. Do y'all disagree?
No.
His game is limited.
I disagree.
I think you're wrong.
He hits 0.8 threes per game in a league going to 0.8.
When you have when
I just asked y'all to give me shooting numbers that prove your point, you have to tell me the offensive percentage of the entire Duke team, which had McDonald's All-Americans. No. And then when I say he's a specialist in the paint, then y'all say no.
No.
Y'all say no.
You're conflating the argument again. If you call someone a specialist, that doesn't mean they're limited. That means they're really good at a particular thing.
In the paint, he's amazing.
But that doesn't mean they're limited.
I've told you he's amazing in the paint.
So Steph Curry's a limited player?
You go outside that paint. Steph Curry's an extremely limited player.
He's a limited player.
He can't play defense.
I mean, you sound ridiculous.
He can't play defense. He has no post-up games.
You sound ridiculous.
Bro, Steph Curry is the size of my daughter. Steph Curry is the size of my daughter.
He might be the most skilled ball handler the league's ever seen, and he's an above-average finisher at the rim. Like, what are you doing there?
And Steph Curry can go down there and wrestle with somebody low because
he
gets destroyed.
He is a turnstile defensively.
But here's what you're doing again.
I'm not doing it.
You're taking the wildest take that you can take and saying, hey, this is what you're saying when no one is saying that.
Okay, so Steph Curry can do everything LeBron can do because Steph can't be limited.
But nobody
said
that.
So Steph's not limited.
So if you can't do everything LeBron can do, you're a limited NBA player?
KD's not limited.
I mean, this is the silliest thing I've ever heard.
KD's not limited. LeBron's not limited. Listen,
KD can do, you're a limited NBA player.
Can you listen?
Yeah.
I'm going to name the guys that can do it all, and I'm naming guys that can't. If I can name a guy like KD and LeBron that can do it all, if a guy is not in that category, he has to be limited. Because these guys can really do it all.
That's a crazy
jump.
That's a crazy jump.
Do you understand? Okay, LeBron and KD do it all. If guys can't do what they can do, that's not doing it all. What's not doing it all? Just generally, if you can't do it all, what does that make you? Limited.
No, it doesn't.
Bro, it's the definition.
If you cannot do it all,
your game is limited. It's the definition of what we're talking about.
It's not true. It's just not true.
So if you can't do everything, what's the next level below everything?
The next level below everything? I don't even know what you're –
You know why? Because it's not going to meet y'all's narrative.
I'm going to read you some of the text just so you can understand how you're coming across.
Oh, with these people are crazy like y'all.
Crowder's going for worst take of the year, I see. You may know football, but you know jack about basketball. Okay. This is coming from a coach. Wow, Crowder doesn't know bleep about hoops. Crowder sounds like Dan Orlovsky arguing with Stephen A. the other day on First Take. I think y'all got everyone in Twin Peaks scared right now. What is wrong with Crowder today, making me never want to listen to this show again? This is the number one college player in all of college basketball. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. Someone please check Crowder's blood pressure. This is frustrating. Crowder doesn't let anyone else talk. It's hard to get your point across when you can't talk. It goes on. I'm not going to read them all. But here's what you're doing. You are painting Zion Williamson with the brush of limited player, little fat boy, can't do anything would be in the paint. You're boxing yourself into a corner. I'm with you. He's not going to be LeBron. But the way that you are disparaging his game and everything that he accomplished in college and high school is patently ridiculous.
Okay, so the first overall pick thing about you, the evaluation process, because I don't know basketball. So NBA knows basketball. NBA executives know basketball, correct? They know basketball way better than me.
Strong take.
Okay. Strong take with your ass. DeAndre Ayton, Anthony Bennett, Greg Oden, Andrea Bargnani. Kwame Brown, who I beat in basketball personally. I've told the story before. Michael Olowokandi. Joe Smith. Purvis Ellison, somebody. Like, they picked those guys first, too.
Okay, but what is your point?
That the whole thing about these people, hey, man, he's the best player and he got picked first. means nothing.
But what if I gave you
it
the
means
list?
Nothing.
But what if I gave you the list of first overall picks that were very successful in the NBA?
All it does is give you the
Ben Simmons,
Carl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, John Wall.
But don't you see the foolishness in that argument?
No. I'm saying it that y'all are saying this guy's a guaranteed baller. I don't see it, and I don't think it's going to happen. Just like Anthony Bennett, I didn't think it was going to happen. Just like the Markelle Fultz shoulders didn't work. Who knew that was going to happen? Y'all's point on that of the Texas first round, oh, he's the first pick, that means nothing either. That means nothing.
Yeah, I would disagree with that.
Did you hear the names I just read?
Yeah, well, but
they went
wrong
with them, but they got the other ones right. So
yeah,
but still, they can't be wrong with Zion.
I didn't say they can't be wrong.
So
I don't think you know more than NBA general manager.
So they can't be wrong with Zion, but a year ago.
No one said they can't be wrong.
So you're saying they have to be right. You have not seen this man play.
Wait a second.
You
I
have
just
not
make
seen
sure
him
that you point this
play
out.
A when, play when one I,
when I say,
down,
when
one
I say,
damn,
when I say,
possession.
When I say they're not saying they can't be wrong,
yes.
Then you come back and say, so you're saying they have to be right. No, I am telling you, because you just said the opposite of what I told you. I didn't say to make it sound like I said that. I am not telling you that they have to be right on the first round overall pick. And I'm not telling you they're going to be wrong either. I'm telling you from what I saw from Zion Williamson in college, from what every general manager in the NBA saw from Zion Williamson in college and in high school, my guess is he's a pretty damn good NBA player, a perennial all-star. You are saying there's no chance.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
Do you hear me?
Yep.
Saying he's Sean Kemp.
You said.
Did you hear me earlier say Sean Kemp was an all-star five times?
You said he's
no.
Limited
listen,
NBA player.
Listen. Did you hear me say
who's
Sean
a
Kemp?
Little fat boy.
Did you hear me say Sean Kemp for now months?
Mm-hmm.
He is Sean Kemp. He is a stupid athlete. He's going to have some big seasons. He's going to get injured because he's fat, and he's going to be out of shape a number of times.
Right. You think he's not? You think he's going to be a bust?
And I do not believe he's going to be this perennial 10-time All-Star you believe he's going to be.
Right.
Sean Kemp is his exact thing. Sean Kemp went to, I think, six All-Star games, five All-Stars. He's that. He is going to be extremely impressive to watch play. I don't think he's going to be able to lead a team anywhere.
I think you're kind of softening your stance here.
I'm not softening my stance. Y'all are ridiculous.
I think you're softening your stance. Where are we, Solana?
When's the first time you heard me compare him to Sean Kemp? Be honest.
No, you've been doing it for years. But
yes.
Today you ratcheted up to a level of really discounting everything he's done.
He plays above the rim.
If I played back for you the way that you have talked about Zion Williamson in this hour, it's laughable. I mean,
it's
it is
not.
Laughable.
It's truth.
It's laughable.
It's truth.
So you think that based on what he did in college – for Duke, and I think we would both agree the ACC schedule is a pretty damn good schedule.
Stupid, yes. And they were an amazing team.
He got exposed as a one-dimensional limited player?
I won't say exposed because he was on a great team. They didn't ask him to do anything but fast break and dunk the ball.
But why would you ask someone to do something if what he does is really good and he's
because
unstoppable at doing that?
And it's not that difficult if you have a 40-inch vertical and you're 6'6". To jump high and dunk. But if you can expand your game, why would Coach K not ask him to do that? And we didn't see him do it. And Solana brought stats that backed my opinion because
they didn't.
Hit 0.8 per game. Bro, when you say point anything
but
on an NBA court,
shooting.
On a college court, no. If you say point anything to a stat line, that's embarrassing.
It's
somebody
not.
Somebody texts in, I have to agree with Crowder. Zion is definitely not LeBron. Who the hell is saying he's LeBron?
So what is he? Because I gave you Sean Kemp.
I gave you Chris Bosh. 10-year All-Star. 10-time All-Star.
He'll be a 10-time All-Star.
I
honestly would bet you any amount of money.
Yeah, I believe Zion Williamson will go to 10 All-Star
games. I don't think he'll play in the league that long. I really don't.
You've made that abundantly clear.
Yes, I really don't. damn, Zion.
Somebody texts in, you did the same thing with Bam.
Who?
You.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did the same thing with Bosh.
He did.
You did.
I didn't.
Yes,
I love
–
bro.
No.
I've been on Bam for a long time.
No, Jack. No, don't do that.
Go find it,
don't
then.
Do that.
I will. Bro, when I hate somebody, y'all know that too. Like LeBron, I'm not a fan of LeBron. And I know LeBron's a great basketball player, but I'll dig into him in every other aspect of life. I never had a problem with Bam. I don't like Zion's game.
38%, as someone texts in, is damn good.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, 0.8 per game.
Hey, 38%.
Yeah, very good.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
You're picking the one part of the number that benefits your argument. I'm telling you the number is 38% from three.
And he shoots two a game?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, he shoots 38% from three.
Okay. Why do they put minimums on stats?
I don't know. Why do they?
So that it can't have a guy that shoots down 0.8 per game and be on the stat line.
38% sounds pretty good to me.
Get the hell out of here, little fat boy.
Where are we, Solana?
I don't know. Y'all got me hot about this.
Because it makes no sense.
Makes a lot of sense. Y'all don't want to make sense.
It makes no sense.
Y'all don't want to listen. That's your problem. That's your problem.
You are 100% correct.
That's your problem there that y'all don't want
to
listen.
You are 100% correct that I don't want to listen to this.
I know. I don't know.
Can Crowder do Delaware?
Did you do weather yet?
No, I didn't do anything yet.
I'll do weather.
It's cold. Weather is brought to you.
4:30. Hell with weather.
By Hialeah Park.
No, it's got a sponsor.
Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
And I hope you're happy because now we can't even play Cheers 2.
Y'all didn't have to keep going with me. I was going to let y'all know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, but you let us know what was going on, and it happened to be the most ridiculous take that has ever been heard on radio.
In your mind. In your mind. In nobody's mind with sense.
For the sanctity of radio, I had to call you out on this.
Yes.
They would take our license.
No, they wouldn't.
I think there's someone outside.
It's somebody right now at the FAA talking about Crowder's making a good point.
There's someone outside with a net and a Baker Act scroll for you. They want to know how to spell your last name.
Hey, you can get Baker acted in Florida.
Somebody texts in, Crowder knows football, and look what he said about Lamar Jackson. How could you trust his NBA takes?
Okay.
You can't.
And he got a hot top with slashes in it. You can't succeed with that. You know who else had a hot top with slashes in it? Sean Kemp. Okay. Sean Kemp, Adrian. That he has a Sean Kemp haircut. He's going to have a Sean Kemp career. Listen to me. And when y'all texters, when I'm right, I want y'all to send me something. I want a funky Buddha sent to the station.
Let me tell you something. There ain't no chance you're getting one of these texts because there ain't going to be no chance that you're right on this.
Oh, you know what? And when I am right, what are y'all going to say? I want an apology, a heavy, heavy apology.
No one is going
to
apologize.
You know what I want y'all to do? I want y'all to buy me some Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market.
Zion Williamson, according to Crowder.
Is Sean Kemp.
Is the biggest bust coming out of college.
Did everyone, I say that? Did everyone, I say that? I called him
college,
Sean Kemp.
Everyone in college basketball has been fooled by Zion Williamson.
I called him Sean Kemp.
You then call Greg, him a bust. You called
Greg,
him a bust.
Greg
you
Oden? Said, No. I said there's been.
No,
listen,
you
bro,
said
hey,
I know
hey,
a bust
hey,
when I
Solana,
see one.
Solana,
you
Solana,
said
Solana,
that.
Solana, let's be honest now. You're not on my argument level. Let Hawk take this over, okay? Okay, let's be honest now.
No, but I.
Let's be honest now.
When it comes to the NBA, I mean, if you want to bring up IQ, if you want to bring up IQ,
bro,
I beat you in that one too.
All you do is jump on everybody's bandwagon and say, oh, they're good, like I told you. Tell me somebody that's bad in the NBA, NBA guru.
Bro,
come on
I
now. Let's
you,
call it.
I
no, no. Tell me somebody. Tell me somebody that's not going to succeed. Because all you do is jump on people's bandwagon, and then when they hit a couple threes, you say, "I told you about Duncan Robinson."
But you realize that Steph Curry, who's a two-time MVP,
and his game
is limited basketball.
His game
player.
Is limited.
Come He's on. A two-time Bro, MVP,
and he can't guard a soul.
Come on,
bro.
Come on.
James Harden is limited.
Come on.
Do y'all know what an entire game has to do with offense, defense, inside, outside, everything in basketball?
And you're discrediting
he's
Zion.
Do you have to do with that?
MVP and NBA champion.
So Steph,
and
Steph's
he's a
game.
Limited.
Okay, so back to this. I'm going to see if you get this again. I'm going to just see if you get this.
All right.
LeBron, Giannis, KD can do it all. Pass, defend, score,
I'm not saying that
inside,
I'm not saying
outside.
That there are players
so they are
that have more scope.
I'm saying, so they do everything.
But you're saying.
No. So I'm just saying. So they do everything.
But it, the
Hawk, just answer my. Can you answer me?
Yes, they do everything.
KD, Giannis, LeBron, those guys do everything.
Yes.
If you can't do what they can do, your game's not limited?
Yeah, no. No.
Bro.
No. That's not true.
So James Harden's defense does not limit his ability to play basketball.
He's not a limited basketball player.
Stephen Curry's defense does not limit him. On basketball court.
I mean, it
you
didn't,
know, you
it
know,
didn't, but it didn't limit him getting
but,
NBA
saying,
MVPs
but you know,
and
did,
NBA
do,
rings.
Do, do
so
all,
how limited
all, do,
could he
do
be?
Do all y'all know this, that when he hits a three, the other team gets the ball after that. And then he becomes he becomes the biggest asset in the NBA from three-point line. As soon as they inbound the ball,
come on,
he be – bro.
You're going to call him the biggest liability in the NBA?
Not the biggest, but he becomes a liability.
Come on.
Doesn't he?
Come on.
Why do teams attack him defensively?
Come on.
Answer that question. Why do teams attack Steph Curry defensively?
It's not as good as his
why,
offensive
but
game.
But why do teams – no. Not as good. Why do teams attack him offensively?
Well,
why
size,
do they go
size,
at him?
Size has something to do with
and
it.
And his size is a limitation on his game.
Right. The size is a limitation.
And
but his game is not limited.
So he can't play defense.
No,
like,
I didn't say that he can't play defense.
No. I'm
you
just saying,
said he can't play defense.
So he's not big enough. I use your size because now you're trying to move the argument around. I'm good at this.
I'm not moving anything.
So he's not big enough to play defense, and that doesn't limit his game.
I didn't say he wasn't big enough to play defense.
He is not. That's the truth. No. That's why he struggles defensively.
He has a tougher time defending someone that's
– And that makes his game limited. What are y'all – what are you doing?
Crazy.
That is the dumbest thing in the world.
Solana text me going for the record of longest segment. And it's the worst segment. It's the longest
and
segment
in the
worst.
That's what I'm telling
segment.
Y'all. I'm going to let y'all know when y'all sound crazy and y'all want to keep going.
And
keep
I
going.
Hate to do this to you in front of your wife and
no,
your mom.
And they know too what the hell's going on. Giggles, don't win arguments.
I hate to do
facts
this to you.
Facts win arguments. Giggles don't win arguments.
I'm going to apologize to them when we do end up going to commercials.
Well, we're
going to
go in a second. I got to talk about Delaware Chicken Farming. Seafood Market, 441 one block south of Sterling Road, guys. Get down to Delaware. And right now they're taking pre-Super Bowl orders and they have it all. You're having a Super Bowl party, you're having any party, any watch party, any tailgate, guys, go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. But first off, they have it all. I'm talking about for every night dinner, every time you're having a get-together, lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, two different type of lobsters, 15 different type of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, all the crustaceans, the oysters, the scallops, the clams. They have it all at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. But right now, for your Super Bowl party, you got to go to Delaware. Get platters. Their platters feed dozens of people. Chicken wing platters, chicken strip platters, stone crab platters, shrimp platters, the fish, the salmon, and the buffalo chicken dip. Go ahead and get you a pound of each because your guests will love it. They have pressure fried chicken, roasted chicken. They have it all, 4-piece, 8-piece, 12-piece, 16, 20. I'm telling you, for all your Super Bowl needs, you got to go to Delaware. They have the meat. They have the sides. You can go to Delaware and take care of everybody at your party. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website. Find out what you need for tonight's dinner or for your Super Bowl party. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order's packaged and ready when you get there, saving you time. They're going to save you money. They're going to give you delicious food, and for all your parties, like I said, you got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441 one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
I'm gonna give you a chance here to take out the Men in Black neuralizer. I'm gonna give you a chance to wipe out 39 minutes of what you have said here in this segment.
You and can have it back.
We are all going to forget that this ever happened if you say the code word, kulikitaka. Just say that, and that's going to work.
Listen,
like the neuralizer.
You and Solana, y'all can hug on each other and talk about bad takes when y'all get together. I'm not taking back a damn word I said.
But you said Steph Curry's a limited NBA player.
He has no defense. I've justified it, and you want to laugh it off. No one can argue with me that Steph's a good defensive player, right? Right? Is Steph a good defensive player?
I mean, he's not.
Is Steph a good defensive player?
It's not his strong suit.
It's a limitation
but
on his game.
It's not his strong suit.
It's a limitation on
if
his
game. If somebody's better at one thing than they are at another,
No. Kawhi's a better defender than LeBron, but I wouldn't say LeBron's defense is limited. Steph Curry's defense is limited. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Kawhi's the best defender in the league.
No.
The all-star, Giannis can't play defense like Kawhi. Kawhi is a monster. Steph is a liability defensively. Therefore, his game has to be limited because there are two sides of the court that y'all want to take out because the little pretty light-skinned fella can shoot the three.
The pretty light-skinned fella is a two-time NBA MVP. Yeah. I mean, you do a good job of dismissing the actual accolades.
And everybody loves offense nowadays, which is great. Great for him, too. You cannot tell me Steph Curry scares anybody when he stands in front of him on the defensive side of the court.
But that doesn't mean anything.
That means his game is limited.
Oh, come on.
So you don't need both sides of the court?
But you don't need NBA MVPs to kind of mitigate your argument?
Do you need both sides of the court?
Well, he hasn't.
Do you need it?
He hasn't.
Yes, he does. When they get whooped,
he's got two NBA MVPs and rings to go with it. How could you say that it's affected him?
In those championship runs, he was a defensive liability then. We watched those games, huh?
I have an issue here, which is I can't lose arguments. I never do.
You have just lost a bunch of them.
I haven't. I've never lost one.
You've lost a bunch of them. Yeah, both of them.
But we're 41 minutes into the segment. I should have gone to commercial 30 minutes ago. And I can't go to commercial because I don't feel like you've acquiesced enough.
0.8.
38%.
0.8.
38%.
You know what?
I'm 100% on completion percentage in my NFL career throwing the ball.
Yeah, no. You got to have at least an attempt.
Oh, well, I got
it. So can't.
1 for 1 is good?
No, but you're not 1 for 1.
So guys that are 1 for 1.
I mean, 100%.
Julian Edelman's a better quarterback than Tom Brady because he's 1 for 1.
Nobody said Zion's a better shooter than anybody. No, that's the
problem.
But
you said he can shoot well from the outside.
No,
I'm not arguing with you.
I did not.
You came in with the gully. You came in with the full unadulterated hully gully.
I didn't.
And I'm not dealing with you.
I didn't. All I said was that he can't shoot, and you said, no, he can't shoot. He doesn't have an outside game. And it's not true.
He's got 38%
three-point percentage. It's not true. It's not true that he can't shoot.
I don't know. I mean, whatever it is, it's 38%.
If he shoots a three and hits 0.8 per game, how many points does it really count towards? Because it can't be three.
The point is,
it can't be three.
You said he can't shoot, and he can. He's proven that he can. And
he's proven with 0.8 a game.
38%.
0.8 a game.
I hope this dude comes out tonight, fires up three-pointer. I hope
I'll tell you what he's going to do.
6 of 7.
He's
going to
come out.
Land.
He's going to have three dunks, and then he's going to throw up at the foul line, being tired and eating zebra cakes.
I mean, this guy is going to die on the Zion Williamson Hill. I just don't know when. I don't know how many All-Star appearances it will take.
When he gets to 7, yell at me, because I said he's going to be Sean Kemp.
How are we going to navigate this hour, Solana?
I was hoping you'd tell me.
Let me give the clue, because I want to gift people that actually sat through this. Here is your big game clue for the 4 o'clock hour. This big game might be remembered most by the stirring rendition of the Star Spangled Banner by Whitney Houston. Huh? This big game might be remembered most by the stirring rendition of the Star Spangled Banner by Whitney Houston. That's your next clue. Now, we all know Whitney Houston was a limited singer because she couldn't sing opera. And if you can't sing opera, obviously you are a limited singer.
Don't you put
so
Whitney,
we know that
don't
Whitney,
put Whitney
Houston,
in Fat Zion's
she
category.
She is a limited singer. But regardless, this big game might be remembered most by the stirring rendition of the Star Spangled Banner by Whitney Houston. That is your 4 o'clock hour clue. Is there another live spot that I can get out of the way here so that we can?
I missed two.
I'm gonna do Cheetah here.
Okay.
All right, and just hang with us, folks. Give me a speech via text. Always lots going on at the Cheetah. Get your poker face ready for this Saturday. It's the Rodriguez Charity's 5th annual charity poker tournament at the Seminole Coconut Creek Casino, sponsored by Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. Enjoy a no-limit Texas Hold'em tournament, $150 per player. It includes a complimentary lunch buffet at the Fresh Harvest and a free gift bag. First place, $5,000. Second place, $2,000. Third place, $1,000. Plus, Cheetah bar tabs, Cheetah VIP card giveaways. You can register to play right now by visiting any Cheetah club or go to funpokerday.com. I always remind you, make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. I'm more excited to watch tonight's game than the Super Bowl. I'm not even lying to you. I have never rooted for an NBA player as hard as I am rooting for Zion Williamson tonight. That's Sean Kemp. I'm sorry if you think he's going to be Sean Kemp. All right, if you want more info on the Cheetah Clubs, check out their website. It's cheetahsofl.com. We're going to take a break. I don't know when we're coming back, but you got to just hang with us. Do not tune out. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. I just tweeted out during the last commercial break. Didn't know this. DJ Jazzy Jeff turned 55 today. 55.
We saw the tweet. They say he's still doing well. I thought he'd be broke.
No, DJ Jazzy Jeff, he does club dates and stuff. Like, he's a world-renowned DJ. Man, today's show has flown by. Mostly because we did 40 straight minutes on Zion Williamson, the 4 o'clock hour, and picked right up with it with Brian Geltzeiler when I said that we weren't going to do it anymore. Don't go anywhere. I got to give away these Slime City tickets. I'm going to do that here in this segment. What's coming up tonight, too, Solana? You're coming up on the air?
Yeah, I'm coming up. It's a sizzle Hawk, I know how much you love that on 790 The Ticket and on 560 The Joe. It is Miami Hurricanes show.
You're talking about Hurricane Hotline?
Hurricane Hotline, yeah.
Miami Hurricanes show.
Sizzle with Solana, one of my favorite shows.
Well, you're going to get
it. I'm serious, man.
You're
going to
get it at
6
o'clock. You're
going to
get it at 6 o'clock.
That's my dude.
Now, I've got this 4-pack of tickets. It's for Nickelodeon Slime City, which is open now at Aventura Mall through February 1st. See Slime, Feel Slime, and Get Slimed. You can get your tickets right now at nickslimecity.com, or you can win a 4-pack. What caller number you want to take, Solana?
Let's do Crowder's favorite number, 6.
Caller number 6, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Caller 6. We'll get a 4-pack of tickets for Nickelodeon's Slime City at the Aventura Mall. Wow, where did today's show go? I can't even begin to tell you how much interest I have in this Pelicans game tonight. I mean, for what transpired on today's show, I have never caped up more for an athlete that I don't care about than Zion Williamson, and I am praying for this dude to put up 30 and 10 and have jumpers. I just want this dude to be everything Stephon Marbury thinks he's going to be. Solana told me during the commercial break, if Zion goes off tonight, you can expect a 10-minute Zion Williamson montage to start tomorrow's show.
If he hits a double-double, we got to think of a bet. I'll come to work barefoot.
How about what kind of bet is that?
Trying to make something I would enjoy.
I'll figure out something tonight.
Well, you got to do it before the game starts. Don't let him get 10 early and be like, yeah, Crowder, he is 20. Hey, you got to give me 1,000.
I'm going to figure out something tonight.
Pre-tip-off. Maybe, if you do it pre-tip-off, I'm down.
Maybe like a tray of stone crabs from Delaware.
Yes.
On you or on me, depending on what. So what are we betting, a double-double?
I don't know, because it's
– a double-double's not that hard to put up. It's good for me, but like 10 and 10 is not –
it's nothing. And we were just saying, either want him to get 40 or get 4.
But like Gelsi just said, he may only get 17 minutes tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Let's bet.
What was the over-under? What did you say it was?
15.5 points.
15.5 points. Can we say 16?
16 points?
16 points, and I'll go under and you go over.
All right, I'll take the over. Let me just double-check and make sure it's still 15.5. Zion Williamson points, 15.5. All right, so we'll say 16.
16.
16 is a push.
Yes.
Under 16,
you win.
Yes,
I win.
Under 16,
yes,
you win. Yes. I've got to buy a tray of stone crab at Delaware Chicken Farm. Over 16, really shouldn't, because you don't even have to pay for them. So it's an unfair bet, but – You gotta buy me something.
Who told you the trick?
You gotta buy me
something.
Ain't
know me over there.
Twin Peaks in Davie, we love this place. Thank you for having us out here 2 days in a row. We're gonna be in the studio tomorrow.
What do I get if we catch him eating on the bench?
You have painted a picture of this guy that is so absurd. It's like you're drawing a caricature.
When he calls the popcorn guy over, can I get an extra tray of stone crabs?
Somebody text in, what's the prize picks over under? What was it, 26.5 fantasy points?
5, yeah,
20. And I went over on it, by the way. I went over on it. Man, I am rooting for him tonight.
I'm not. Guys, y'all got to get to Delaware. Uh-oh. I was saying Delaware.
Uh-oh.
Let's pull the curtain back, as Hawk says.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know who I was telling you to go to.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. That's Crowder doing his best Hammer impersonation. Uh-oh. 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 Here comes a Crowder. Uh-oh. 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 Here comes a Crowder. What a fun show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. And if you missed any of it, you can use the radio.com app and use the rewind feature. 4 o'clock hour avoid. But other than that, Brian Geltzeiler from NBA TV, and Rodney Barreto, the chairman of the Super Bowl host committee. We had ourselves a time. So there you go. Thank you, Twin Peaks and Davie. And that'll do it for us. We'll be back in the studio mañana.
Zion Williams is fat.
Do you realize who you're describing as fat, heavy diabetes? You're talking about one of the premier athletes in the NBA.
And he gonna lose that foot.
Okay.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Oh, no.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.